blown away. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, because look who I get to see first thing in the morning. That brightens the day.
Oh, that is so nice. It is so delightful to see you up and bright and happy and ready to record.
I just want to say, you know, you used to make fun of me recording in the bed, but the last time we tried to record, I was in various spots, and you were the one who told me that I had to go to the bedroom because it's the only place the sound
well,
is.
Well, now that I'm used to you, you know, lying in bed like a Wonka grandparent, I cannot envision you any other place.
No, but I just wanted to point out that the other, I think it was last week, I was outside. There was too much outside noise. I just wanted to point out that my Wonka grandparenting is partly a sound issue.
Okay, I understand that. Okay. That and you just don't feel like getting up out of bed. One of those two things.
I've done things. But I do love a soft blanket.
I understand that. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure I'm happy to see you, that you weren't blown away outside yesterday, that I thought maybe you were going to get the mail, and then next thing I knew you were going to be blown to Maine or some other state or something like that.
I honestly thought I was in The Wizard of Oz. I had a momentary lapse where I thought I was back in school and I was in the musical, The Wizard of Oz, because there was so much wind and everything was being blown about.
And so which character, are you Dorothy then in that? Or are you Toto? Are you the Wicked Witch? Who are you, the Cowardly Lion? Who are you in Wizard of Oz?
Well, who have I played in the past or who would I?
No, who are you now? I don't care about the past. I need the present right now, this moment in time.
I guess I still saw myself as Dorothy as I was walking outside there and being, everything was blowing. And I thought, what if I get lifted into a tornado, you know, dark spiral, and somehow I land in some other world, and it could be Oz. It could be who knows what.
Right.
It could be.
And you know, not that I'm disappointed or the rest of the listeners and Community News are disappointed, but we for certain thought you were going to say you wanted to be the Cowardly Lion so that you could dress up as a furry. You know, it's really disappointing that you abandoned your furry roots for Dorothy.
That is true. 5 years of doing this show does also make me a little curious what it would be like to be the lion. But let me also tell you, I always had a little fantasy about playing the Good Witch.
Oh, you are a good witch.
With Belinda or something?
I don't know, whatever her name is.
Yeah, and she was very pretty with her blonde hair.
Yes.
I thought, you know, I'd wear a blonde wig and, you know, yeah, but I've never played her.
Okay, so anyway, you're okay. Nothing blew away at your house. Your husband is there. Your kids didn't blow away. Everything is okay.
Thank God everyone is okay. But a lot of papers blew away, and I am scared because, you know, I have papers. I'm not good with paper. I don't know what to do with it, so I have stacks of paper. So I don't know if it was old love letters, financial statements, old paychecks. I'm not sure what, but I lost a good 150 pieces of paper.
Do you have them just set out by your front door and you open the front door and they just blow? Is that it? Or is it, are you a hoarder that they're just around the house and something opens and they go?
I'm not a hoarder because like every day I give away at least one thing, sometimes five for free on my local giveaway sites. I'm not a hoarder with stuff, but I admit paper is challenging to me. It's almost like it's sacred Sanskrit. I don't know what to do with it. So there are piles throughout the house. And it's not that they're right by the front door, but there were a few that weren't that far from the front door. And when I opened it and the wind, about 150 pieces scattered. And then I went down the street. You would have laughed. I was running down the street trying to get the papers in my morning, no bra, crazy hair.
I don't know what's funnier, the revelation of you running down the street like that or the revelation of what people are going to find in the papers when they publish them. It's going to be like the Pentagon Papers all over again.
I am nervous because like there's times I keep random diary journal entries, but sometimes just on a piece of paper. There's days of to-do lists. There's, you know, thoughts and whatever. There's comedy writing thoughts. Then there's statements. And I'm just a little nervous. What's
out? Oh, my God. It's a potpourri of amazing stuff out in the wild. So exactly. Make sure if you see a piece of paper, pick it up. It's going to be some part of Sasha's life.
Potpourri is the best way to say it. I feel like if someone got even 10 pieces of those paper, they would make a good exhibit at the Townport Historical Society and Museum.
Speaking of Townport Historical Society and Museum, thank you for the segue.
Yes.
Well, almost a segue. The Community Center has a bunch of stuff coming up this week. We've got a first aid class. We've got a boxing class. We've got senior bingo and painting. All sorts of arrangement of stuff going on.
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited.
I know. I can see you at the senior bingo. That's basically, I know you go every year, but that's where I think
I
see you.
Say that because I'm thinking back over the 5 years of this show, when you used to announce the stuff at the senior center, I always thought, oh, that's nice for those people, for other people. Now I hear you say it, and I'm literally thinking, which one do I want to do? I'm excited. I see myself as that age group. So bingo does sound like my speed because I'm lazy and inactive, and you can sit right there. But as you said those, I thought, well, what would be the most useful? And really, boxing appealed to me because I feel like we're in an age where the whole world is going crazy and I need some self-defense skills.
Right. I understand that. But I think the most likely scenario is you wheel your bed into the senior center so you can play bingo from your bed. And that would be the perfect thing for you.
I love that idea. But I realize how bingo, once it's over, I've gained nothing. I did it last year.
You can win tens of dollars in the bingo game. Tens of dollars.
I go on a cruise ship, and I actually looked at myself thinking, how sad is this? All these people were drinking, dancing, doing all the things. I don't drink. And I was sitting playing bingo with people 20 years older than me by myself. And it actually struck me as a little sad, a little triste. So I'm going to avoid the bingo. I would say I would do the watercolor painting for relaxation. But really, I need to do the boxing because, Paul, it's every man or woman or furry for themselves.
I understand that. Anyway, so those classes are coming up.
Yes.
As much as Sasha says she'll be in the boxing class, I'm sure you'll see her at senior bingo at some point during the day there. So
yeah, probably start in boxing. 15
get
minutes.
Tired and then go to bingo.
And not only get tired, but have a craving for some kind of sandwich. Leave it, go get the sandwich, and then go back.
How are you going to mark your bingo spots with the boxing gloves on? That's going to be really hard to hit your little spots there.
Well, by then I'll take off the boxing gloves.
Oh, I see. All right. Anyway, finally, just want to let everybody know this weekend, Friday, St. Patty's Day. The town will be green. Green vomit everywhere. Make sure to avoid downtown. I will be staying home with the shades drawn and the doors locked.
I was just going to say green vomit. You know what's funny? When you were talking about it, the immediate image I had was, you know how Chicago turns that entire lake green? And it's like, you know, a sight for sore eyes. I was thinking it's time that Townport start to turn the Saugatuck River and Campo Beach green in honor of St. Patty's Day. And throwback to Mayor Bud, maybe that would get us some people coming to town for tourism to see, you know, they don't have to fly to Chicago. They can come to us and see green water.
I, you know what? I don't want any more tourists here. What are you doing? You're bringing people here and I hate people. And we already have too many people here. I want to do things to repel people away.
So traffic is terrible and people are going crazy, like rushing other people along.
Right.
Get that, Paul. But without the tourism, I mean, the town's in trouble. We need money.
I understand that. But we've got to come up. We will brainstorm another way, which will not require me to see more people in downtown.
I look at it this way. At least this is a one day, one and done. If we turn all the water green like Chicago does, and then people come from all over the tri-state area to see the green water of Townport, you can stay inside your house like you were going to do anyway for St. Patty's Day. You won't even know all these people have been here. Mm. And you know what you will be doing? You will be keeping restaurants open because I see that every 6 months to a year, every restaurant seems to close here and it's something else comes in. But if we could have one big day where people come in and spend money, that might help things.
All right. Well, I'm going to see this year if it makes a huge economic impact. I'm going to get green dye and throw it in the river and see what happens. And we will test your theory.
Yes, I was just going to say to you, though, Paul, since you and I didn't come up with this till now, a few days, 3 days before St. Patty's, we're not going to be able to get it past the red tape.
So I'll just throw it in anyway. What do I care?
Yeah, so I was thinking you and I are going to need to get green food coloring. But here's the thing. How do we advertise to others to come? Do we go to News Channel 12 in Town Walk? Do we go to some local publicity? I mean, we got to get people here so that the money rolls into the town.
When you're out scouring for the papers, you will tell people what's going on, and they will tell two people, and so on, and so on, and so on. Just like that old Gina Tay commercial.
See, that makes my hair feel pretty for some reason, that description. Listen, back to the papers. I really hope it didn't include the papers where I've tried to like write a book and I've tried to list every person I've ever had biblical moments with.
We certainly do hope that that's what's out there. That's the only thing I'm hoping out there. I don't care about anything else. I'm
lying down Main Street or the Post Road, and it's literally a list of all of my, I don't like the word, but lovers of the past.
Well, all I know is we better end the show now because you better go run out there and go find those papers right now.
About 200 men better go look for it if they don't want that out there.
Anyway, so that's it. Go look for the papers. St. Patty's Day this weekend and tons of stuff at the community center. Check out our website. Everything is listed there.
Oh, yes. And what's our website again? CN.
CNpodcast.com. That is CNpodcast.com.
Listeners, and we see the numbers. There's a ton of you. Go to our website and write us a note or, you know, buy a t-shirt with community news on it or, I don't know, just send us an email. Let us know you're out there.
Exactly. We always love hearing from everyone. And that wraps up this episode of Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, I will see you again next Tuesday.
Of course you will see me next Tuesday, Paul. I will see you next Tuesday. And we love you, community.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.